Yeah, I think people will be disappointed generally that Michael D. Higgins, the president, signed this bill into law today. He would have been very adamant and very opposed in his previous life as a TD to the privatisation of public services and to the way that this government has rolled out the water charging over the last year and a half. And this would have been an opportunity for him to make a stand on behalf of the people. But, you know, he signed the last two water services bills into law as well. I think the one in 2013 at the end of last year, he signed it on Christmas Eve. So it's true to form for the president and the campaign of opposition to water charging and to the billing will continue on right through the new year, and the government will feel even more pressure.
Where does the campaign go from here now? Because this is now law. This is now written into Irish law.
Yeah, well, the campaign had always expected that it would become law and that the president would sign it into law, and that's how it would manifest itself. The campaign, I mean, there is a national day of protest announced for the 31st of January, and we'll be working locally here. It's going to be a local protest day right across the country, and we'll be working locally here to get as many people out as possible to send another message to the government, and we'll keep opposing it and preparing for when the bills are issued to ensure or try and make mass non-payment as the next step in the campaign against the charges.
Can you see the water charges protests now starting to fade away the same way the property tax one almost did?
No, I don't think so. I think people thought that, and particularly the government hoped that in the run-up to the this bill that's just signed into law today and the so-called announcement of the so-called easing of the burden on people by reducing the charges net, and yet up to 60,000-70,000 people came off the streets of Dublin in the middle of the week and they're on the 10th of December to protest against the government on the issue. And I think that'll continue. And I think the protest will actually broaden out into protesting against the unfairness in our society that has been fostered by this government and the previous government through the whole bailout process. And the fact that we continue on to see where the wealthy do well in the society and the people who are working for low pay and poor get punished all the time.